Good evening. With a look at your latest news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police say three men from West Bay have now been charged in connection with two robberies involving cruise visitors along Seven Mile Beach earlier this month. According to the RCIPS, two additional suspects aged 20 and 21 were arrested on the 18th and 19th of December and face robbery, assault, and theft charges, with one also charged with traffic offenses. The men were scheduled to appear in court today and have been remanded into custody till the 9th of January. Sticking in the courts, a man who was wanted by police in connection with robbery and other offenses have made his first court appearance today. Patrick Campbell Jr. was arrested last Thursday following a police operation in West Bay. Officers carried out a search of a residence just after 5 a.m., where Campbell, who was previously listed as wanted, was taken into custody. He faces charges including robbery, theft-related offenses, and drug-related offenses. Today, Campbell appeared before Magistrate Gunn in the summary court. His case has now been transmitted to the Grand Court. He remains in custody and is expected to return to court in the new year. Two visiting tourists have entered guilty pleas to charges of importation of a controlled substance at the Owen Roberts International Airport. Robert David Schneider was charged with importing 1.33 grams of cannabis back on the 14th of December. Prosecutors told the magistrate that Schneider had entered the island on a private aircraft and failed to declare the items in his personal belongings. Schneider entered a guilty plea and was fined $400 for the infraction, as well as $315.75 for costs incurred to the Crown. He's ordered to pay the fine before departing the territory. Antoine Jamal Calderon also appeared in the summary court, charged with importing 10 capsules of magic mushrooms. The court heard that Calderon was traveling from New Jersey, where it's legal for him to purchase the substance for medicinal purposes. The court heard that Calderon is under medical supervision in his homeland, and that was supported by a letter from his doctor. The court heard that Mr. Calder had a medical card, but noted it was expired. His defense counsel told the court that at the time he got the card, it was a requirement to do so, but local laws in his jurisdiction no longer require a medical card to explain the expired status. The magistrate told him that whether he's under medical observation or not, it's the responsibility of the traveling public to ensure that what they're carrying in their luggage is not illegal when going to another jurisdiction. He was credited for his early guilty plea and fined $600 for the infraction, an additional $856.50 for costs to the Crown. In other local news, the Cayman Islands Bankers Association has launched a new campaign warning customers about money mule scams, Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The association says the money muling happens when individuals are asked to move or withdraw money from someone else, often in exchange for what appears to be easy cash. In reality, the funds are usually linked to criminal activity, and anyone who agrees to transfer them may be committing a serious offense. Richard Lewis, Chief Operating Officer of CIBA, said criminals are increasingly using real bank accounts to move illegal funds, and many people do not realize the consequences until it's too late. He added the campaign aims to give customers the information they need to protect themselves and their futures. The campaign will run across social media and be shared by CIBA's six retail bank members. It highlights warning signs such as a request to use a personal bank account, offers to keep a percentage of transferred funds, and messages urging secrecy. CIBA is urging anyone who receives such requests to stop immediately, contact their bank, and report suspicious activity to the Financial Investigation Unit of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. A food waste recycling pilot program involving local markets and hotels in Grand Cayman is scaling up. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
The program began in 2023 with Foster's, Island Waste Carriers, and Beacon Farms working together to keep unconsumable food waste from ending up in the landfill. Now the program is growing with Kimpton Seafire Resort and Spa, Seafire Residences, Hotel Indigo, and the Grand Cayman Marriott joining the group that also includes the Ritz-Carlton Grand Cayman, Bonnie Moon, Vita, Agua, Aria, and Montessori by the Sea. Island Waste Carrier transports the material to Beacon Farms' static aeration composting facility in Northside, where it is mixed with yard trimmings and other brown waste. Since the program started, the partners report diverting 256 tons of food waste from the landfill, producing 281 tons of compost for use on the farm. As a result, Beacon Farms is now expanding its compost facility to triple the volume of materials processed, and they're hoping to produce enough material to begin selling it to other farmers and landscapers. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Last week, Cayman Airways celebrated 40 years of service to Tampa International Airport, but an old incident is causing the airline some unwanted attention. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
On Monday, Cayman Airways marked four decades of flying to Tampa in a fairly astute ceremony attended by the deputy governor and national hero, Sir David Morritt, noting it was the third airline ever to establish service there. At the same time, a nine-month-old arrest at Tampa has gone viral online after police body cam video surfaced on Friday showing officers speaking with two women wearing Cayman Airways lanyards following an alleged battery on an airport shuttle bus. In the recording, one woman, a French speaker, tells officers the United flight attendant first targeted her at the shelter. She says he then followed her onto the bus, tapped her on the shoulder, and threatened her job. The United crew member admits on camera that he put his hands on her shoulder. She also made note of him following her off of the bus to the Marriott. This he at first admits to as well. Officers collected more than just their statements as evidence. The video then captures the police explaining why that shoulder tap led to his arrest. He was later released on his own recognizance, and there is no indication he faced any separate charge over the threats she says he made about deportation and losing her job. Court records show the simple battery case from that March incident was closed in May. Since being posted, the clip has racked up more than a million views across YouTube and the New York Post's Facebook page, and has been picked up by, in addition to the Post, People, Yahoo News, and at least one unofficial United Airlines Facebook page. Many repeating the line that he was, quote, arrested for tapping her on the shoulder. That's only a part of the picture. Again, the woman alleges he first verbally harassed her while she was speaking French on the phone, then followed her, tried to grab her badge, and finally put his hands on her shoulder before he followed her off of the bus. Contact officers say that meets Florida's legal definition of battery as unwanted, intentional touching. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Cayman Airways has not commented on the coverage or confirmed that the woman in the footage works for the airline. United Airlines has also not commented. Finally, in Cayman BRAC, District Commissioner Mark Tibbetts is known not only for his public role, but also for a family Christmas tradition that has grown into a beloved community landmark. Each year, his family transform a space across from their business into a festive display.
This is a tradition for us that commenced back in the mid-90s, in fact 1994 to be exact, by my now deceased father, Roy Tibbetts. We as a family have continued to do that here in the BRAC for the community over the years.
The display sits opposite the family's EL Superstore and Eats and Treats Cafe, and over time it has become a nightly gathering spot as the holiday season draws near.
People in the BRAC enjoy the display tremendously. It's just amazing. It's wonderful to see the families coming out here each evening as we move into the Christmas season, a time for them to come out and to socialize, to take pictures. It becomes more like a family outing evening.
Mr. Tibbetts says Roy's Christmas Village is their family's way of giving back to the island they love and a way to pay tribute to their late father. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.